from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. It's WEEI Afternoons. I'm Christian Arkin. That is Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us here today. A beautiful day here in the Commonwealth. Hope you're enjoying it as a lot of people getting back to their regular routines. Kids going back to school. People going back to work. Summer's over. And it looks like the Red Sox season is as well. We will start there here today as the Red Sox find themselves now with a 12% playoff percentage. And going further backwards, which, by the way, I take one small issue with what Will Fleming said there in that final call. He said the offense stuck in neutral. It's in reverse. The offense is going backwards. I don't know where the offense is going to stop, but at this point, I think saying it's stuck in neutral is being far too kind to this horrible offense, which, by the way, doubled their run output for the first time in a while. Actually managed 2 runs against the Mets last night. Not enough nearly as the Mets getting a ton of runs there late in the game, and the bullpen falling apart once again. No offense, no bullpen. We'll talk about it all today with Alex Cora, who will be joining the show at 3:30. He's going to be on the bus, so we'll have him call in sometime around 3:30, we're hoping. And also today, very excited, it will be the debut of Adam Schefter on the WEEI Afternoon Show in its current form. I know he'd been on before, so he'll be making his triumphant return to the WEEI airwaves. Adam Schefter, who I'm sure is very busy right now writing an article about Ja'Marr Chase, who was spotted out at practice for the Bengals. I'd imagine also the wise guys in Vegas have a lot going on there as they scrambled to put the line back to where it was before they thought Chase wasn't going to play. So we'll start right there with the Red Sox as we open the show. Andy Hart, how you doing?
I am tremendous, except for the fact that I watched the Red Sox, and I tuned in to a 2-1 ball game that then quickly got out of hand.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why Will Fleming was so excited that the game was over.
He was a little upbeat there at the end, wasn't he?
Maybe just the game was over and he was ready to get on with his night and
go
get a drink somewhere or something, a steak and a beer somewhere. Nope, same old, same old. If you can't score runs, it's really hard to win baseball games. And another pitching performance that was good enough to win a baseball game. And yet the lineup, despite doubling their output from the previous 3 games when they were a 1-run baseball team, you're also not going to win a lot of baseball games by scoring just 2 runs either. And that's the reality. And to me, it all starts and ends. And I know we're going to get into this on multiple levels, and we can talk to Alex Cora about it. Devers, the Devers thing we've been talking about,
yep.
he stinks right now. Last night, he got lucky. I don't know if you saw the, 7-hopper that Lindor misplayed. He went for a double play and ended up getting nobody out. Because your power hitter hit the ball so weakly that everything was happening so and it was almost like, oh, maybe that's a good thing. He got on base. The guy's safe at second.
He didn't get a hit for that, though, right? He ended up being 0-for-4, so that was what they call that, a fielder's choice. A fielder's choice that he didn't get anybody out
on. But you were almost excited about, a 6-hopper to the shortstop that he didn't get an out on from your $313 million player, and that's just where it is. He is scuffling the shoulders. Then it was just magnified last night. And this is one of my pet peeves, and people are going to hate this because I know they hate when reporters bitch about access and players and quotes and all this.
So, this is...
But he's not performing well, and then he compounded it by making the media wait around and then not talking to the media. And this is an ongoing issue. We talked about it before, I think you and I, when Alex Cora joked when he was announcing their All-Stars. And our guy, who doesn't want to hear that he's the face of the team, but is the face of the team, Rafi Devers, is an All-Star. And it's like, why is this a joke? Why is it? It's not a joke. It's not a joke. He should be, on some level, a face, a leader, and a spokesman for the team.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, he's none of those.
Yeah. When things are going well, when the team's winning, you'd put up with that. You don't mind, you know?
Manny if he's going to hit 40 home runs,
Wasn't jumping in front of every microphone he could back in the day, and no one cared because Manny Ramirez was part of a team that broke a curse and did all this other stuff, and he was one of the best right-handed hitters in the history of the game.
Devers is part of a team that you want to blame Alex Cora for falling apart at the end of every season. Why don't you blame Devers?
I do blame Devers. I don't blame him completely.
Blame Cora more than Devers. Why isn't it Devers' team that collapses every summer when he tends to run out of gas and get banged up? A guy who, I don't know, doesn't look like he's always in the best shape. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
He's not in the best shape.
He seemed like he was in decent shape this year, but his shoulder, I mean, that shoulder injury happened in the first week of the season, and it doesn't seem like it ever got any better, and it doesn't seem like the other one got any better either. So, yeah, you're talking about a guy who's banged up all the time, a guy who's actively hurting them at the plate right now. Mm-hmm. Cora spoke and said that he's going to change the lineup up today. Cora said he's going to have Devers batting second instead of batting cleanup. I'd sit him. I mean,
oh,
I think
more
at this point,
bats for the guy who can't hit.
Time to sit this guy down, and not, you know, not because I think it's waving the white flag. It's to help the team. It's to try and get someone in there who can give you something at the plate. Devers is a superior hitter to Romy Gonzalez or Rob Refsnyder or whoever the hell, you know, Emmanuel Valdez or anybody else that you want to put out there. I think we all agree with that. No one's gonna argue with that. When he's right,
to be. Yeah.
He's a much better hitter than those guys.
Not sure he is right now.
He's not better than anyone right now. I mean, he can't do anything.
So can you answer a question for me? Because, again, you've been, I've sort of, it was in the Patriots world for portions of the spring and summer. You do this day to day. Where do these shoulder injuries come from? What are they?
The first one, and I can't speak to the second one, but I can tell you the first one was when he was diving for a ball at third base.
Okay.
And he landed awkwardly on it, and it never really fully healed, I don't think. He may have exacerbated it, may have gotten worse, you know, with wear and tear. And he does swing very hard, so, I mean, it could be just as simple as that. But, yeah, that was the first one. I don't know about the second one. The second one just kind of popped up. There was never really an explanation for it.
So there's some vagaries here as to what they are. Are they, you know, injuries that are, you know, considerations for surgery or anything down the road? Like, I'm a whole old hardo from the football world where there's that difference between are you hurt or are you injured? Like, you can be banged up and something sore and you play through it. This has been going, didn't he skip the All-Star because of this?
Yes.
Okay, didn't get better. Then a week ago, he was out of the lineup for multiple days. Didn't get better. So he's injured, correct?
Yeah.
He's dealing with it. This isn't soreness or, like, he's legitimately injured, and it seems to legitimately be affecting his performance.
He was dealing with shoulder soreness back in March, okay? So back during spring training.
How do you let a person that is a $300 million asset deal with the same thing over the... Now, he was great at portions of this season, so clearly at some
point... He's having a tremendous season.
Was not
even with the shoulder being a problem, so...
And now he may scuffle to get to 30 home runs. Because he is terrible right now.
Yeah. The timeline on Rafael Devers and his shoulder issues starts on March 29th. That's when he was first popped up on any injury report with shoulder soreness. On April 11th, that was when he dove for the ball and landed on it awkwardly, and that's when it sort of popped up as a thing. 4/18, April 18th, bone bruise. He missed time in April. I do remember this. And on June 8th, he was dealing with a knee injury that kept him out for a little bit. But the shoulder thing has only really come up as a... you're right, a vagary. Well, he's dealing with shoulder. He's really trying to play through the shoulder thing. The shoulder thing's really a problem for him. Okay, if it's such a problem that he's going through a whole month now in August, another month where it's, you know, the team's falling apart all around him, then you got to sit him down.
I don't want to call for an impromptu sniff test, but does this pass the sniff test?
That his shoulder's hurt?
That there was one shoulder that started in the spring. There's a second shoulder, and the shoulder in the spring is so bad that it's continued to be an injury the entirety of the summer, despite skipping All-Star, despite sitting out. I don't know. My sniffer is picking up on something here.
He hasn't missed a lot of time. And over the course of his career, I mean, he doesn't have this reputation, but over the course of his career, Rafael Devers has been pretty durable. You know, he's played about 140 games or more in most of the seasons that he's played.
But is he always hurt?
I mean...
Feels like he's always hurt, but
he might also be, but he puts up numbers. You know, last year he played 153 games, 33 homers, 100 RBIs. Like, if he was hurt last year, it didn't slow him down to the point where he couldn't put up all-star caliber numbers. And this year he was on pace for that, too, until this last month. Up until this last month, 28 home runs, 80 RBI, was hitting about 285. That's dropped now considerably over the course of August, where he was hitting just over 200. And yeah, I mean, listen, this guy's your best player. I think other than Jaren Duran, we asked Cora about that. Who's the MVP of this team? He said it's Duran, but also Rafael Devers. And Devers has not held up his end of the bargain here in the second half of this season. Duran has. By the way, Durant's still out there killing it. The offense in general, I'd say, has not been great. But when you have Devers just going into a funk like this and unable to really get out of it with all these opportunities, he's had opportunities with runners on base, low impact, high stress situations, and it just doesn't matter. He just can't get out of the slump. And, you know, you want to call it a slump? No, they don't. They want to call it injury-related. If it's injury-related, now's the time. I mean, you got to do something about
this. Right. If you're on the field, if they keep putting you on the field, then I expect you to perform. And if you don't perform, it's a slump. Whether it's aided or induced by whatever pain you have in your shoulders, right? Like, you don't put a guy out there to hit 200. You put him out there with the expectation that he's going to be a positive aspect of your team. So therefore, the injury can be an excuse. And I always say, excuses are reasons given by losers.
Right.
And at home plate right now, he's a loser, right?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't mean that as a shot. He's losing most of the battles he has with pitchers at home plate. He is not helping the baseball team, and then he's making matters worse, I feel like, by this team needs leaders right now, right? When you scuffle?
Absolutely.
That's why I think you've painted Alex Cora in a certain light in recent weeks. You know, time to lean on the manager. We gave you an extension. You're the big money manager. It's your job. Hey, don't come to batting practice today, guys. Don't come in for infield. Oh, it worked. Oh, good job, manager. Good job, Skip.
The only two games they've won in the last 3 weeks were the games they didn't show up.
He's your leader.
That's really it, yeah.
And your other leader should be Rafael Devers, who should be doing something to help the baseball team that is scuffling and missing an opportunity. There's an opportunity lost. Wasted days was Alex Cora's words, and I love it. These are wasted days because the Royals stink worse than you do right now, and yet you're not picking up any ground. Eventually, they're going to snap out of it. You're probably going to snap out of it, too. You won't continue to be as bad as you've been, but you've missed the opportunity to close the gap, and your two leaders, are they doing enough to sway the momentum in the other direction? And I would argue, from Devers' standpoint, if you can't do it physically, can you be a motivational factor? You're supposed to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
We pay you a lot of money. You're a central figure. You're the best player. We all know this. And I don't think he's doing his share on the field or off the field.
Yeah. Speaking to the point of his share off the field, Christopher Smith was the one who had the tweet about this last night. It was a tweet that definitely blew up and got a lot of traction, a lot of retweets. I wouldn't say he got ratioed, because that would imply there were more quote tweets and replies than there were likes. And that's not necessarily true. I get 224 likes, 132 replies, 115 retweets. So that's not a ratio. But it did get a lot of engagement, and it wasn't super positive towards Chris Smith or the media or whatever. I like Chris. We've had him on our shows before. Very, very good reporter. he tweeted this last night. He said, Rafael Devers is still sitting in his locker. Game ended at 9:45. He got up from the locker at 10:04, walked out, came back a few minutes later, and sat down at his locker again. He remains there. Rafael Devers did not speak. The media waited for him until 11. He was informed about an hour ago by the PR staff that we wanted to talk to him. He could have just said no then. Instead, he made everyone wait and then refused to talk anyway. And the response was largely, when?
Exactly.
I mean, that was mostly what it was.
Yep.
And I understand what Smith is saying. And listen, that's a job that I'm glad I don't have. It sounds like a lot of sitting around and waiting around and just being around naked dudes all the time. Not really the thing that I'm looking to do. But they do provide a valuable service. That is what they do. I mean, they sit around and they hang out with naked dudes. I mean, that's a big part of the job.
I did it for a lot of years, too, down
sure.
at Gillette.
Absolutely. And the idea here basically is, no one's ever going to feel bad for you, you know, like media members. They're not, unless a player assaults you, like unless a player picks you up and slams you through a wall. And even then, fans are going to probably side with the player. Well, what'd you say? Like, you know, you must have been asking for it. They had to, you must have made him mad somehow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're never, ever going to side with you. So I understand what he was going for with this. I wouldn't have sent a tweet out like that and expected any kind of sympathy. But that is not necessarily what this conversation is about. It's about Rafael Devers and accountability. And Xander Bogaerts, win or lose, draw, whatever, he'd come up there and he'd talk. He'd come talk after the game. Cora speaks after the game. He doesn't blow off the media. Rafael Devers choosing not to talk to the media while the team is free-falling, and his batting average in the last month has gone from 304 to 279 is soft. I'm sorry. That's just soft. And I know he's playing through something. I'm not saying he's soft physically. It's just you've got to be accountable, and he's not.
Absolutely. And this reminds me a little bit, and I think we all had these on our high school football teams, the kid you lose on the road, and he wears his shoulder pads and helmet the entire bus ride home. Like, he cares about the sport more than anybody. Like, sitting in front of your locker and making the media wait, there was somebody described like he had his hands behind his head, mm-hmm. like in frustration. Okay, that's great. I believe you care. I'm assuming you're a professional and you have some accountability, but part of your job is to just turn around and express how much you care to those people waiting. And you probably could have gotten away with like two answers, right? Just feed the wolves. Just throw a steak so that they can all throw it back at their editors and move on for the night. I like to get the texters involved. I got to get the texters involved real quick. So
do we have to get the texters involved?
Yeah, we have to.
All right.
The 207, so I'm assuming that's up in Maine.
Is that 207 Maine? Is Maine, yes.
Okay.
That's Maine. That's
multiple
Maine exchange,
Andy
yes.
Hart sucks, Andy Hart this. Andy Hart, known fraud. Why am I a known fraud, first of all? What does that mean?
I don't know. Did you do something in Maine?
No, I don't think so.
Did you promise somebody something in Maine and then reneged
so.
On it?
Calling pro athletes out for apparently faking injuries. Clown show. When did I say he was faking
injuries? You didn't say he faked
no.
an injury.
I want to know more.
Right.
I don't know what's going on. I actually,
you want to know how serious it is and if it should be
I think
affecting
it's
him
the,
this much.
There's absolutely. A chance
yeah.
it's
you didn't
the
say
other
he's
way.
Faking it. Yeah.
Like, we had one texter that's just threw out there, and I'm telling you, there's no credibility in this. I don't know the 603 to be a doctor, but just says, sounds like labrum tear. I have no idea whether that's true or not. I think there is a chance he's dealing with something more significant, which is probably a reason to consider stop putting him in the lineup, to shut it down,
because mm-hmm.
it's not working for him. He is not capable over the last month of producing at the level we would expect from him. So therefore, like, there feels like a reason for that. He's a good enough player with a long enough track record. He's not one of these young guys that I
right.
talk about sustainability. No. He proved worthy of a $300 million contract. I think we all pretty much liked the contract. You kind of had to because you let the other two go and you decided he was the last
exactly,
one standing.
Yeah.
But
you let him go and there would have been a mutiny.
Right.
I mean, there basically was anyway. But
he's a really good player.
Yeah.
We know he's a really good player. And
sure.
right now he looks like a really not good player. So I tend to believe there are shoulders involved. One, two, both, don't know. So I have not accused him of anything, 207. Another 207 says, not all Mainers hate you, Andy, so at least we split the vote up in Maine. There's also a Hart is a sex machine there.
I tweeted
means.
That one. That was me.
But, no, I'm not accusing him of faking the injuries. I want to know more about the injuries. In this day and age, I feel like we generally know more. Like, David Hamilton. I broke his finger, and it usually takes 6 to 8 weeks, but he wants to come back faster, so he's going to steal bases as
right.
soon as, like, a week. Like, can I have that kind of information on Devers' shoulders? I feel like I got a really lot of information on timetables and injuries for David Hamilton's finger. Let's put our finger on what's wrong with the shoulders of your best player, your $300 million asset.
Yeah, that'd be nice to see. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got room for you here. People starting to call in already with thoughts on Rafael Devers and Alex Cora. Alex Cora, by the way, who we'll be talking to here in about an hour. Injuries is a topic that comes up a lot. I feel like the last couple of years, Red Sox fans who don't want to face reality say things like, well, you know, it might have been different in August and September last year if it wasn't for all those injuries. You heard that in 2020. You definitely heard it in 2019. You heard it last year. And I don't feel like you're hearing it that much this year. I feel like this year you're not hearing that same kind of, well, you know, Garrett Whitlock was out and, you know, you lost Brian Bello for a while and Tyler O'Neill keeps coming in and out of the lineup. I feel like Red Sox fans aren't buying that anymore. That's not a viable excuse anymore. And you're not hearing Red Sox fans defend the team or defend this downfall or anything like that with the injury excuse. Now, it's because probably Devers is playing through it. If Devers had been shut down, I don't know, a month ago or 2 weeks ago in the middle of his big slump in August, then you could say, well, you know, they were only 3.5 games, 4.5 games out of the wild card, and then they had to shut down their best hitter, so, you know, what do you expect? But him playing through it kind of erases that, doesn't it? I mean,
well,
like,
for him.
You know, well, for the whole team,
what
I
about
think.
Story? What about Casas? I actually think this is a year where you can point to injuries, their entire trade deadline haul, in quotes.
Right.
Right? Except for,
I mean, those guys being injured, they weren't good when they played.
No, but it doesn't, I mean, you,
Paxton, maybe.
You penciled them in for roles
right.
that they can't fill. So other guys are filling those roles. David Hamilton, we've talked about him being a late injury here that is surprisingly impactful. But Casas and Story right off the bat, isn't that two of your four best hitters, supposedly?
Is Trevor Story one of your best hitters?
Well, does he not make $20 million a year, or does he?
Well, okay, make him your highest paid player doesn't
John
mean
Henry
necessarily
told me that
he's
was
your
a
best
big
hitter.
Contract.
It is a big contract. And does that mean he's your best hitter?
It means he's a big money player.
I don't know. I don't know if I take him over Rafaela these days. And that's the thing. He's been out so long that you wonder how effective he's going to be if and when he ever comes back. I know he's working through Worcester now, and they're eventually going to get him back out there, but at this point it's going to be sort of moot. I wonder, you know, how effective is he even going to be once he does come back? That many injuries, that many times in a row, eventually a guy at his age is going to stop being as effective, certainly at the plate. So I guess we'll see. Casas, I'll give you. You know, he missed a lot of time, but I don't feel like the offense really slowed down all that. When Casas was out, you know, the offense seemed like it was chugging right along there, and they were able to, you know, Dom Smith or whoever, they were able to fill in the gaps, and other guys picked up the slack. It doesn't seem like those were the reasons. It seems like it was just a thin roster in general, and then that was not, you expect there's going to be injuries, right? Every team deals with injuries every single year. That's not unique to the Red Sox, and I think what people are starting to get this time around is that if you keep putting a thin roster out there, it's going to keep getting exposed in August and September. And also, Alex Cora is not able to pull the train back on the tracks either, for whatever that's worth. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll get to your phone calls, and we'll hear from Alex Cora, who had some things to say that I don't necessarily agree with after the game. We'll get into all of that. But first, here's Terp with what's trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.